Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. All right, explorers. So today, I want to dive into something that quite literally makes cars and trucks go vroom. Engines. I mean, if you think about it, they're kind of like the heart of a vehicle, pumping out energy to make everything move. But how exactly do they work? What's the secret sauce? Okay, let's start with the basics. Most car engines, especially the ones that run on gas, rely on three key things: fuel, a spark, and motion. You've got the fuel, right? That's like the car's food, providing the energy it needs. Then there's the spark, which lights the whole process up, literally. Once that spark ignites the fuel, it creates these tiny explosions inside the engine. Those explosions push parts of the engine called pistons back and forth, and that motion is what turns into, well, the motion of the car. Pretty cool, huh? It's like a little fireworks show happening inside every engine. Kinda makes you look at your family car a bit differently, doesn't it? Now, let me tell you a quick story. Back when I was just a kid hanging around the Inventing Community workshop, I got the chance to build my very first go-kart. I remember getting so excited when I figured out how the engine worked. I mean, I had to tinker and untangle wires. It wasn't perfect, but whoa. The moment that engine roared to life, it was like, yes, this is the coolest thing ever. And history buffs, did you know engines like these weren't always this common? Back in the late 1800s, there was this guy named Carl Benz who built the motor wagon. It was one of the first cars, and it kind of changed everything. And then later, Henry Ford made the Model T, which made cars affordable for, like, regular families. Massive game changers. So, when you think about it, today every engine we rely on has a bit of history and a lot of ingenuity powering it. Okay, explorers, now that we know engines are the heart of a vehicle, let's talk about the rest of the system. I mean, it's not like a car would do much with just an engine. What else keeps things running smooth and, you know, not all bumpy and chaotic? First up, transmissions. I like to think of them as, like, translators. They take all that energy from the engine and kind of translate it into the actual motion of the wheels. Cars with manual transmissions have, you know, gears that the driver shifts, but electric cars like the Tesla Model S, they don't even need all that. It's like magic, but, well, science-y magic. Now, let's talk about brakes. Ever wonder why trucks, the really, really massive ones, have these huge, almost ridiculous brakes? It's because the bigger and heavier a vehicle is, the harder it is to stop. Makes sense, right? Those extra big brakes help control all that weight safely. And have you ever thought about how steering works? Like, it's not as simple as just turning the wheel. In electric cars, there's no traditional engine to rely on, yet the steering stays super precise thanks to something called electric power steering. You barely feel like you're moving parts. It's kinda wild. Of course, every little piece of these systems fits together to keep drivers safe and comfy. Whether you're cruising down a highway or, like, off-roading in a gnarly pickup truck, all these mechanics are working behind the scenes. You probably don't even think about them until something goes wrong. Like, what is that rattling noise? Yeah, we've all been there. All right, explorers, now it's time to put all this awesome stuff we've learned into action. What if I told you, you can actually build your own car? Like, sure, it might not zoom down a racetrack, but creating a little model car can teach you a ton about how real vehicles work. Ready to roll? So here's what you'll need. Something for wheels, maybe bottle caps or old toy car wheels, and then something sturdy for the body, like cardboard or even popsicle sticks. Oh, and rubber bands can be your secret ingredient for motion. They, kinda act like an engine if you think about it, storing and releasing energy. Easy peasy. First step? Build the frame. It doesn't have to be fancy, just something that can hold your wheels and rubber band set up together. Then you attach your axle, which is, you know, the part that helps the wheels spin. Now wrap a rubber band around the axle, twist it up, and let it go. Suddenly, whoosh, you've got movement. But here's the cool part. This whole process isn't just about cars. The same engineering magic is behind other inventions, like roller coasters. Ever been on one of those and thought, whoa, how does this thing even stay on the tracks? It's all about forces and motion, just like with vehicles. And robots? Kind of the same deal. Designing something that moves, whether it's a car or a robot, is all about problem solving and creativity. Oh, speaking of creativity, let me tell you about CJ Walker, one of the most inventive kids to come through our workshop here in Inventon. CJ salvaged some old bike parts and built, get this, a solar-powered scooter, like from scratch. They used recycled materials and figured out how to wire up a little solar panel to power the motor. It was honestly so clever, and, honestly, it's proof that invention doesn't need fancy tools, just big ideas and determination. All right, so I hope this inspires you to start tinkering, exploring, and maybe even building something amazing yourself. And remember, whether it's a little rubber band car or a life-sized invention, the process is where the real magic happens. Who knows what you'll create next? And that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in, explorers, and keep that curiosity burning bright. See you next time. See you.